Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
On Friday night in Ballyvaughan, County Clare, locals gathered for a public meeting to voice their anger at tourist traffic on the narrow roads of the Burren and the impact that it's having on their day-to-day lives. Many want buses diverted away from their towns, speed limits lowered, and more consultation on tourist strategies for the region. Brian O'Connell was at the meeting in St John's Hall. He joins me now. What's the background to this, Brian?
Morning, Philip. Several accidents in the area really is one of the backgrounds to this. Some of them have been fatal and there's been concerns built for some time. Locals, I suppose, feel their daily lives have become victims to the success of tourism in areas such as the Burren, the Cliffs of Moher, Doolin and so on. And so the meeting on Friday night in Ballyvaughan, it was really about a community saying they've had enough. They want a review of the way tourist transport and travel is handled. They want changes in the current road infrastructure. They want better signage. And they really want a proper discussion on what kind of tourism should be allowed in areas such as the Burren.
I've heard you reporting on this before, and one of the really big bugbears is bus day trips that add nothing to the local economy but just add to congested roads.
It's become a real issue in the past 15 years in particular. Now, the local hall in Ballyvaughan was packed on Friday night, and along with locals there were several politicians present as well, and I suppose many acknowledge that tourism is really important, but they want a different kind of tourism, and they want to question who is, as you said, benefiting from the kind of tourism they have at present. So day trippers on large coaches getting on the bus in Dublin, getting on the bus in Galway, going to the cliffs, passing through the village, not stopping, maybe stopping outside the village for a photograph at a scenic area, but generally they're not spending much time in the area. And for locals, they're caught behind the buses. They're on roads where some are only narrow enough for one bus to pass at a time. So locals at the meeting also had an issue with this, with speed limits of 80 kilometres an hour. They believe they should be reduced in several areas. And they really want the greater say, as I said, in local and national tourist policies that relate particularly to their area. You'll hear some of those issues at the start of the meeting.
We know that each of our communities share very similar concerns of having traffic, a volume of traffic and a type of traffic on these roads that were never meant for them. And the fact that this continues to happen and it seems to just grow in numbers each year is obviously not sustainable and not acceptable.
Everyone is in agreement that the buses have to go or be severely reduced.
And nobody, I don't think, has a problem with the original buses that used to come around and stay in the hotels and everything like that around the area, and they were coming for decades. And no one has a problem with the bus area buses. We need them. But the other ones we do not need. We do not need the day tripping buses that go off and they stop off at the top of Blackhead, and then they come along through the door, and then they stop in Ballyrene, and they get out and they take their photograph, and then they head off again. Nobody wants them buses.
Sure. I live on the main road for Cliffs of Moher. I get all the traffic. Mm-hmm. You get some of it here in Ballyvaughan, some of it in Kilfenora. I get everything. Mm-hmm. 100 buses a day. I'm a farmer, trying to farm there. It's a living hell. The GPS has a lot to answer for. Like, I'm from a farming community in Doolin, and we are farmers here. We are trying to work our business, and it's a living hell. I'd say to any of the senators and ministers there tonight, and the councillors, if you were living where I was living, over on the main road to the cliffs, you might look at this a different way.
You can really hear the frustration in the voices there, can't you? And did any of the senators or the councillors who were there talk about reducing bus numbers?
Yes, well, local councillors, many of whom have campaigned for years on issues around traffic management, were there, including Fine Gael councillor Joe Garrahy, who we'll hear in the next clip. And they talked about the Cliffs of Moher 2040 strategy. It's been developed at the moment. They want greater input into that strategy. Also present, Senator Martin Conway. The meeting heard as well from Fianna Fáil TD and spokesperson for tourism and travel, Cathal Crowe. He had some very interesting remarks to make about how his views on certain types of tourism have also changed.
We're here in solidarity, but you need more than that. You need, as a community, some pathway forward. There are a few things I want to say. I'm just going to start with the speed limit review. In my party, I'm spokesperson in tourism and aviation, so I've I'm guilty of every day of the week advocating for Shannon to take more and more and send people into the county. And look, we do need tourism. Tourism has to coexist with communities. And I think what we've seen in Europe over the last few summers, Italy in particular, there was a Sky News special a few weeks ago. They're having a counter-tourism movement where they're telling people not to come into Venice and stay out of their big cities. And this has become a trend. I'm now very much of the view that these tourism buses aren't all they're cracked up to be. Look, you board a bus in Burger King, Dublin, you come down. Our iconic spots in County Clare that we've been trying to entice them down to, if you look at their itineraries now, they're now called photo stops. The bus pulls up, photo, gone. Yeah. There's about two or three places in the county that financially benefit, and you're back in Dublin. Sorry, you stop in Kinvara and you go back to Dublin for your dinner. It's of very, very little value.
Unfortunately, we haven't been heard. This is the first time you could say you have a community group meeting to discuss one of these major issues in North Clare. The major issue. Councillor Talty, Grant, Killeen and I have repeatedly asked for a mobility strategy for North Clare. We are being used as a national asset to market Ireland, the Burren and Cliffs of Moher UNESCO Global Geopark. We want to live in a community that's being used for the benefit of hotels in Liffey Valley, or does the benefit and the sustainability of our host community and our home be treated as number one priority?
It's very interesting stuff there. Cathal Crowe saying tourism buses, not all that they are cracked up to be. You spoke to some of the locals as well about their experiences.
An issue came up, Philip, was the lack of adequate signage, particularly around tourists driving on the right side of the road and reminding tourists to do so. So they want to see more signage locally. Sarah Casey was one person I met, and I began by asking her why she attended.
The speed limit on our roads, it's set way too high. And in particular, there's no signage to remind people that aren't used to driving on the left. Myself and my daughter were involved in a head-on collision where someone came against us around a bend on the wrong side of the road. And my daughter actually was injured. She sustained some injuries, but we weren't hospitalized.
So what do you think should happen here? Because obviously it's an area that thrives on tourism on the one hand.
Recently I've been travelling on the Corkscrew Road leading from Lisdoon Varna down into Ballyvaughan for my work. There's not many days that I don't encounter a bus or a large vehicle veering over onto my side of the road, especially around bends. People travel at ridiculous speeds. There's no signs to remind tourists that are used to driving on the right-hand side of the road to remain on the left. I drew up a paper, or just put together a paper, a little questionnaire saying, have you been involved in an accident or an incident involving speed or dangerous conditions on the road, meaning not so much weather, but like, you know, that the roads are narrow or that people are traveling too fast or whatnot. And we're nearly out of, I printed off 50 and they're nearly gone.
I met a bus on one of those bends on the Hairpin Road. I tell you, it's something you don't want to do. So what do people in the area want done now?
Well, as I said, Philip, this really is the first time the community has come together like this to articulate some of the issues and what they intend to do, along with various other communities in North Clare, is they're going to seek meetings with the relevant stakeholders locally and nationally. They want speed limits reviewed on an emergency basis. They also want to be consulted with tourist strategies when they're drawn up, and these are obviously drawn up to drive more tourists into the area, but they want to be consulted on these strategies. One of those chairing the meeting was Mary Hawkes Green. She's president and founder of the Burren College of Art. Now, she has helped set up a newly formed group, which is the North Clare Community Group, and they're trying to bring together all the villages and communities in the area to address common issues. She began by talking about the success of the Cliffs of Moher as a tourist attraction.
It's wonderful that it's so successful, but it's now a victim of its success, and it has become so popular and so successful, and so many bus licenses have been given and has generated so many, particularly bus tours, that are just cramming up our roads, and it has reduced the business in villages and in local businesses. So it is not actually good at all. Most of the tourists coming are coming in large buses from Dublin for the day, and they're back in Temple Bar for the pubs in the evening. They leave little but their rubbish with us, really. They do go to the Cliffs of Moher, and then they go to Connemara, and then they've done Ireland, and then they go back. This is fast tourism, which is completely at variance with how most people in North Clare want, even those involved in tourism themselves, and it's certainly making our lives as just residents and community people of the area a nightmare. It's just not safe. We can no longer walk, we can't cycle, you know, we're afraid for our children on the roads. It really is influencing and badly affecting the quality of life of residents here.
It's interesting too, we're sitting here in Ballyvaughan in North Clare. We could be sitting in Venice, we could be sitting in Dubrovnik. You know, these are debates that are taking place across Europe, for example.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the victim of its own success. But when you think about, we're in the Burren, it's an area of special conservation. There's an appropriate kind of tourism to have here.
Well, fast forward 10 years and let's say your shopping list is purchased by government or by whoever, local stakeholders. What does the tourist model look like here?
It will be slow tourism, and people will come to stay for a few nights, and they will be here to appreciate the nature of the place, and they will visit the Cliffs of Moher as well, but it won't be the only reason to come to Clare.
Mary Hawkes Green there. You really put your finger on something here, Brian. It does appear like all over Europe people are saying now tourism has reached something of a threshold. We just saw, was it a week or two ago, Amsterdam saying no thanks to sea cruises from here on in. So what happens next?
Well, I understand some locals are due to meet with Clare County Council and they very much want to work in partnership with the council. In terms then of the wider tourist strategy, the Cliffs of Moher experience did recently solicit people's opinions through a survey. I know that Clare County Council, supported by Fáilte Ireland, they're working with a multidisciplinary consultancy team. So they're preparing this strategy 2040 for the Cliffs of Moher in the region. The second phase of public and stakeholder consultation is underway at present. There is a commitment, I understand, to holding town hall meetings. And as you heard, people will have a lot to say at those meetings.
Indeed they will. Brian, thank you very much.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.